Hello, this is Eric Franzosa speaking. I'm a senior research scientist in Curtis Hutton Howard's group at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. Today I'll be telling you about our work investigating the landscape of novel lateral gene transfer events in the human microbiome. Lateral gene transfer, or LGT, is a term describing the movement of genetic material from one cell to another by processes other than vertical inheritance from a mother cell to a daughter cell. In microbes, LGT plays an important role in the diversification of species pangenomes, including the acquisition of novel functions with relevance to human health, such as antibiotic resistance. LGT is also believed to be an active process in microbial communities, including those of the human microbiome. However, most methods for detecting LGT from sequencing data require sequenced isolate genomes as input, as opposed to the shotgun metagenomic sequencing that is more frequently used to profile microbiomes, thus complicating LGT detection in that context. To address this limitation, we developed a software method called WAFL for identifying novel LGT events from assembled metagenomic contigs. The WAFL algorithm and validation are described in the left-hand column of the poster. The basic principle underlying WAFL is fairly simple. If a contig cannot be explained by the genes of any single taxon, even allowing for remote homology, but can be explained by genes of two taxa with strong homology, then the contig may represent genetic material from one of the taxa embedded in the genome of the other. In other words, an LGT event. Because the event was not previously found in the pangenomes of either single taxon, it is by definition new to science or novel. We evaluated the WAFL method on synthetic contigs with and without spiked LGT events. This revealed that WAFL was highly sensitive and specific for LGT events occurring between taxa that were diverged at the family level or higher. This pattern was conserved even when we simulated large fractions of previously unsampled sequence diversity in the involved taxa, as is expected for novel LGT profiling applications. We applied WAFL to over 2,000 assembled metagenomes from the Expanded Human Microbiome Project, which sampled hundreds of healthy individuals at over a dozen body sites. High-level overviews of these results are shown in the middle column. We found, for example, that most metagenomes contained about one novel intergenus LGT event per 2,000 assembled genes, equivalent to a small handful of events per community species. We observed preferential transfer among body sites' major genera, with transfers occurring more often between closely related taxa and involving more abundant donor taxa. These trends manifested as small-world networks with abundant donor hubs transferring preferentially with small numbers of phylogenetic neighbors. The right-hand column explores these LGT events at greater resolution. At the top of this column, we illustrate four examples of specific contigs capturing individual LGT events as derived from the human gut. These events were selected from a subset that were individually validated by PCR amplification of the LGT junction regions. The annotations of these contigs reveal multiple novel mobile element transfers into genomes of Bacteroides species. The bottom of the column features a more holistic investigation of functions enriched among transferred genes. While these genes were naturally enriched for mobile elements, as seen in the previous examples, we also observed unexpected enrichments for methylation systems and transporter functions. Collectively, these results strongly suggest that LGT is an active process in the human microbiome, and that it contributes to strain-level variation between human individuals. If you'd like to apply these methods to your own data, the WAFL software is available online now via the URL and QR code in the bottom right corner. Our work on this project was generously supported by grants from the National Institutes of Health. And of course, feel free to reach out to me by email with any follow-up questions. Thanks for listening.